Brian, what's kind of the approach as you face an Islanders team tomorrow that scores a lot, but they also allow a lot of goals? Do you kind of look at it as an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to finish off the break or the game before the break on a high note. And, you know, we're not looking to get into a scoring race with them in this game. You know, we want to have that same mentality as we had the last two games, especially against Boston, and be patient and comfortable in that type of game.
How far has the team come in that patience department that you talked about, especially since the start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, last night I thought we stuck with it. We played a really good defensive game. You know, we had our chances. It was just one of those games that was really tight, and both goalies were playing really well. And I thought we were comfortable in that game. You know, they got the late one, and we came back and tied it up. And it was one of those nights that I could win either way. So we got to be comfortable playing those.
Finish line's kind of in sight here for what's been a busy start with all the travel you guys have had. How do you think you, as a group, have been able to handle this going into tomorrow?
Pretty good. I think, you know, considering the schedule, we've had a lot of travel. It's been pretty tough schedule, but I thought we handled it well. We handled our rest well, and we got off to the start we wanted. And I think if someone told us we'd be in this position around Christmas time, I think we'd take it. So, you know, there's a lot of work to do, but we're happy where we're at.
Success has obviously helped out with managing some of these off days, and I guess from a player's standpoint, happy coach doesn't take you to the rink all the time and spend those extra times on the ice.
Yeah, it's definitely more fun, you know, when things are going well and we're winning. You know, you might get those couple days off where you might be going to the rink instead if you're not playing as well. So, you know, it's nice to be playing well, and you know, the coach rewards us with some rest.
Have you thought much about 7:09 and tying Thorburn for the team lead in games played tomorrow?
Not really. You know, it's something that just kind of crept up. I mean, it goes by really fast, and Thorbs is a guy that I played with my whole career since my rookie year in Atlanta. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for him, and you know, hopefully there's many more of those.